We traveled all the way from Gauteng to the Northern Province, Kimberley specifically, in the company of the Acting High Commissioner, Ambassador Tope Ajayi, and also representative of the consulate, as well as the leaders of the Nigerian community. So it was a very big meeting, a cluster meeting with the regional police commander of the Northern Cape Province, as well as the entire team. We had robust discussions regarding the police brutality and led to the escalation and arrest of the 8 nationals that were accused by the SAPS.
South African police authorities say they are doing all they can to reduce crime and that this is not about a particular country. But some of your members are saying Nigerians are unfairly targeted. Do you have evidence to prove this?
There are pictures, there are videos, and there are footages in some cases. And even before commencing the attacks, some of those police officers move in the company of ambulance, which means this is a premeditated attempt to inflict injuries on members of the public that are being attacked. So I don't think it's proper, and it's a criminal act to actually assault a suspect. Many of these people are in the hospitals, so there are false opened injuries that are sustained, going treatment while others are in custody. So these are evidences to prove that the police brutality is actually ongoing.
Have you contacted the Nigerian embassy or Nigerian officials, and what has been their reaction?
Before we even go ahead, we contact the consulate and the High Commission. In fact, this meeting was being orchestrated by the Acting High Commissioner, who was on the trip with us. We went there and we arrived also. He was able to elaborate on most of these instances that I've just mentioned here. But with what is going on currently, there is a serious concern about this increased police brutality, because on arrival from the meeting with the regional commander of police of the Northern Cape, another report reaching us is that another Nigerian was attacked in his residence. He was raided by South African police and murdered in his residence at Springs. So this is a very huge concern, and it's an alarming one, because now it seems like the South African authorities are not exactly hands-on on this issue of police brutality.